We tell this ancient story full of strange and sometimes confusing details year after year after year for centuries. That God meets us in the cry of a helpless baby. It's such an improbable entrance that God would enter history in such a fragile, vulnerable way. And yet this is God's way of connecting with us again. As God comes among us in complete vulnerability, we are in turn invited to risk being vulnerable. This story, which is mocked by some, still holds sway for us. It's deeply compelling, perhaps, because it is so risky, so devoid of the stereotypes of colonial, heavy-handed religion, which makes what it became all the more ironic. God does not force us into believing anything. Instead, we are invited to receive a fragile child, to make room in our lives. These words from John Spong, wrote recently, have rung a chord with me, and I share them now with you. It was more than 2,000 years ago that the historic figure we call Jesus lived. It was a life of relatively short duration, only 33 years. At most, only 3 of those years were devoted to a public career. Yet that life appears to have been a source of wonder and power to those who knew him. Tales of miraculous power surrounded him. Words of insight and wisdom were believed to have flowed from his lips. Love and freedom seemed to be qualities that marked his existence. Men and women found themselves called into being by him. Those laden with guilt discovered somehow the joy of forgiveness in him. The alone, the insecure, the warped and twisted found him to be a source of peace and healing. He possessed the courage to be who he was. He is described in terms that portray him as an incredibly free man. Jesus seems to have had no internal needs that drove him to prove himself, no anxieties that centered his attention on himself. He rather appears to have had an uncanny capacity to give his life away. He gave love, he gave selfhood, he gave freedom, and he gave them abundantly, wastefully, extravagantly. Lives touched by his life were never the same. Somehow life's secret, its very purpose, seemed to be revealed in him. When people looked at him, they were somehow able to see beyond him and even through him. They saw in his life the source of all life that expanded them. They saw in his love the source of love and the hope of their own fulfillment. This kind of transforming power was something they had not known before. Tonight we come to adore on bended knee Christ of whom the angels sing. We come to see how God turns our world upside down, and we are invited to be citizens of a new realm where helpless love is all powerful and outsiders are the children of God, where there is room and plenty for us all. Come, let us adore him, says the carol. How do we adore him? Again from John Spong. In my mind, the answer to that query is clear. I adore him not by becoming religious or by becoming a missionary who seeks to convert the world to my understanding of Jesus. I do it rather by dedicating my energies to the task of building a world where everyone in this world might have an opportunity to live more fully, love more wastefully, and have the courage to be all they were created to be. This is the only way I know how to acknowledge the source of life, the source of love and the ground of being that I believe that I have experienced in Jesus. How can one adore the source of life except by living? How can one adore the source of love except by loving? How can one adore the ground of all being except by having the courage to be all that one is meant to be? It is not possible to seek these gifts for oneself and then deny them in others. So our task as disciples of Jesus is to live fully, to love wastefully, and to be all that we are made to be, while we seek to enable every other person in the infinite variety of our humanity to live fully, loved wastefully, and be all that each person can be. That also means that we can brook no prejudice that would hurt or reject another based on any external characteristic, be it ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, or other things that might divide us. It all seems so simple to me. God was in Christ. And I share these words at length because I agree. It's as simple as seeking to embody the extravagant love that we meet in Christ, who comes to the peasants, to the homeless, to the lowliest workers, and the foreigners, who turns the world upside down, or rather right side back up again. Come, let us adore. Amen.